Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark and today we're checking out some more Reddit stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting a like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. And let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. Now today's first story comes from My Keys Were Stolen. And it's titled, Would I Be the Arsehole If I Press Charges on My Mother-in-Law for Selling My Collection of Vintage Skeleton Keys to Buy a New Phone? This is somewhat urgent. My mother-in-law is insanely entitled, and my wife's enabling of her has made our marriage very hard at times. Mother-in-law has come to us for money many times because she keeps spending herself into a hole because she's a hoarder. Recently, she came to us wanting me specifically to buy her a new smartphone, and she threw a massive fit when I refused. I had quite a collection of vintage skeleton keys, and I mean good ones, like ones to particular hotels, to large ornate sergeants, brass railroad keys, etc. My collection as a whole should have easily been worth $2,000 to $3,000. I kept them in a locked display cabinet, but yesterday I came home to find my entire collection gone. The cabinet has been forced open. I checked the CCTV for the living room and saw my mother-in-law force open the cabinet with a small crowbar. I called mother-in-law and demanded she return my entire collection. She nonchalantly told me she sold the entire collection at a pawn already and used the money for a new phone. Then said it was my fault and she had to do it because I wouldn't give her the money. My wife was seemingly on my side until I said I was going to call the police. Now she's begging me to just drop it and even suggested I just start a new collection. A lot of those keys are irreplaceable and I spent 10 years building that collection. Mother-in-law has been in trouble in the past, but this is the first time I know of that she's stolen from us. I need help. Would I be the arsehole if I went to the police? Opie then edits and says, it hasn't even been an hour, and this has been made pretty clear to me. I'm calling the police. My wife is at work right now, so she won't be here to object. Update, text mother-in-law and goaded her into admitting everything she did, which pawn shop she went to, and how much she sold the collection for. So now I've got plenty of evidence. I'll update again on a separate post on my profile later. Belong says to OP, have you filed the report to the police? What did your wife say? OP says, yes, I filed the report. Mother-in-law got arrested. Wife and I fought. She walked out and is currently at a motel. Belong replies to that saying, stand your ground. If you step back now, both your wife and your mother-in-law will know they can walk over you for the rest of your life. OP says, oh, I'm standing it. I'm pretty sure this marriage is over. Opie had some background information about their relationship and says, I'm 29 and she's 28. We've been married 2 years, together for 5. My mother wasn't nearly the nightmare she is now till after I married my wife. And my wife showed no red flags till after we tied the knot. Looking back on it, that was very likely intentional. Now that I've been slapped out of the fog, I finally realize how fed up with them both I am. I was just in stupid denial before. Not anymore. I think the best way to describe it was like pulling a tooth. Lots of pain and then sudden relief. I'm relieved now that I realize I want to end this marriage. Vegetable Cod says to OP, not the arsehole, OP, I know mother-in-law broke into the cabinet, but how did she get into the house? Do you think there is a chance that your wife is involved? OP says my wife unilaterally gave her mother a key some time ago. That's how she got in. She just didn't have a key to the cabinet. Someone says to OP, did you get your keys back? Opie says the police currently have them. Opie then comes in with another small update on their own profile and says, my wife bailed out her mother with our shared money. This is just a small update. I plan on a big one in roughly a week, but I'm taking some time off work, locking down my credit, and I've got an appointment for a consultation with a divorce lawyer tomorrow. I'm honestly surprised I got one this soon. No, I didn't have the keys back yet. Police still have them, but they'll be returned soon. I think they have to go through it all and compare it to the documentation I provided. But my wife and I had a big fight because she took money to bail out her mother and pay off the pawn shop from our joint bank account. I'm removing any money I have in that account tomorrow. My wife can have what's left. That was all hers. I haven't been sleeping well, and the stress is giving me migraines, but I'm determined to power through this. A lot of advice to OP suggesting, you know, locking down your house, changing the locks, that you're doing the right thing with a divorce lawyer. And OP says, you know, they're not backing down from this, etc. Some people asking for pics of the skeleton keys, which I think we do have in a moment. Because OP added a very, very tiny post on it, which says, I got my collection back. I got my skeleton key collection back from the police. So I'll try to post some pictures of some of them. And as keys go, they're probably the coolest keys that I've ever seen. I don't know much about skeleton keys. All I sort of know is, and I don't know if it's just like a movie thing that they can open multiple doors and stuff like that. Little cool side quest topic though. Around Christmas time, we got a family member, like a lock picking set. And it is the most fun, honestly. Opie then comes in with another post, which is sort of like an update and a bit like the other post with additional detail as well. So, you know, stick it on 2x speed if you want to. This was originally supposed to be just a normal update. However, my original post was removed and I provided little updates before. So I'm posting a big update that's also a bit of a compilation. I also had a character limit before, so I can provide more detail now. Though this got way longer than I expected. I apologize for that. My mother-in-law is insanely entitled. My wife's enabling behavior has made our marriage very hard at times. Mother-in-law has come to us for money a lot because she keeps spending herself into a hole since she's a hoarder and a shopaholic. The house is full of garbage, junk, and unopened stuff she never uses. The house is rodent infested too. She has one semi-clean room in the whole building, and it's the master bedroom. She's mocked it up like a little studio apartment with a futon to sleep on and uses a couch, an entertainment center with TV and streaming, and a makeshift kitchen consisting of an adjoining bathroom, a mini fridge and a microwave. Mother-in-law's also overweight because she eats out a lot. Recently, mother-in-law came to us wanting me specifically to buy her a new smartphone as an unprompted gift, and she threw a massive fit when I refused. I mean a child temper tantrum kind of fit. Why did she want a new phone so suddenly? Hers was 2 years old. That's literally it. As far as I know, it still worked fine. Even my wife has confirmed this, but mother-in-law was resolute that she deserved a new phone. And before leaving, mother-in-law yelled at us that we're supposed to be pampering her now she's an old woman. She's 53. My wife also didn't want to buy her mother the phone because she gave her money not long before to make sure her bills were paid. OP then adds a paragraph about the skeleton keys, what happened, how she broke in, the CCTV, etc. And then continues, my wife was seemingly on my side until I said I was going to call the police. She begged me to just drop it and even suggested I just start a new collection. I refused to let it go. Because a lot of those keys are not only expensive, they're irreplaceable. I spent 10 years building that collection, but my wife kept blowing up at me and telling me to just let it go. So I slept in the guest room that night and sought online help the next day when my best friend told me to try Reddit. I've been a lurker before, but making an account wasn't hard. My mother-in-law has been in trouble in the past, but this was the first time I know of that she'd stolen from us. I needed help, so I asked here. The resounding advice finally made me pull my head out of my bum to realize that I was the only one keeping my marriage afloat, and it would likely never get any better if my wife wasn't on my side when her own mother steals something irreplaceable from me. Now to answer some quick questions I got before. One, how did mother-in-law get into the house? My wife gave her a key when we moved in, that's why. Two, why did I have CCTV cameras in the living room? Really? Wouldn't you do that if you had something valuable on display there? Three, is mother-in-law on drugs? No idea, she's always been crazy. Four, did mother-in-law steal from us before? Not that I've been able to tell, and I've checked everything I could think of. Five, what kind of phone did mother-in-law get? Not a clue, but probably one of the cheapest smartphones with the amount of money she got selling my stuff, unless she's on a payment plan. 6. Did my wife use my money to placate her mother before? Yes, she did. We primarily have separate accounts, but we do have a joint account we pay the bills with, so it's not used for savings. In 2 years of marriage, I'd say it happened roughly 5 times. Every time my wife took money from the joint account for her mother, she always replaced it on her next payday. Though in hindsight, I think she only did so because she knew I'd never let it go. Because she would always have an attitude with me for a few days after. I was in a bad marriage fog before, but this whole situation has snapped me right out of it. 7. Will I lock down my credit? Already I have. So I'm not sure my wife or a mother would be so stupid to do something like that after mother-in-law was recently arrested. Back to what happened that day. Police did come and take my statement a bit over an hour after I called their non-emergency line. I had video footage and the documentation of my collection ready. And then there were some texts I went out of my way to get from mother-in-law to bait her into a confession. I wanted as much evidence as possible so she couldn't lie to police. I texted her demanding she got my collection back. She actually lolled and told me not a chance, and even boasted that she thought I was a pathetic son-in-law and that my key collection was tacky anyway. I told her to at least tell me what pawn shop she sold the keys to so I could buy them back, and how much they paid her for them. And the dimwit admitted it all right away with glee in text. I had everything I needed for the police before they even showed up. The cops took the whole matter more seriously than I thought. I was worried they'd call it a civil matter since the thief was my mother-in-law and she had a key to the house, but they arrested mother-in-law before long, and police went to the pawn shop before it closed to retrieve my collection. I got it all back from the police after a couple of days, and for the moment, I've put the collection in a safe, secure place that no one can get to. The pawn shop pretty much gave up the entire key collection to the police right away, like it was a bag of hot potatoes. Though I scrutinized every important key brought back. As far as I can tell, it's all there. That was a huge sigh of relief. I took time off work and barely slept for 2 days because of this ordeal. Also, the cabinet mother-in-law broke into is pretty much a loss since she mangled the lock and the doors prying it open. Thankfully, it wasn't antique and just something I got used for $50, so I'm just going to take it to the dump sooner or later. From her text before, I found out mother-in-law sold the whole collection to the pawn shop for a whopping total of $300. For a collection of hundreds of antique keys valued at $2,000 to $3,000 as a total, that low number felt like a punch in the gut to me. Likely the pawnbroker knew how valuable the collection could be as a whole. I mean, it's not like hitting a jackpot or anything, but money is still money. Especially when a dumb little lady walks in with a box of goodies. Anyone else here? Mr. Krabs laughing. Ah, money. Anyway. The cost of the repayment to the shop was supposed to be on mother-in-law, but my wife paid them back out of our joint account instead. From what the shop owner said, mother-in-law told them the key collection belonged to her deceased husband, and she was sick of the whole collection sitting in storage, so they believed her. But just to be clear, she's not a widow. Her husband divorced her and she left the state around 15 years ago. Mother-in-law lives off social security and food stamps. She also holds garage sales every few months. And she often demanded our soda and beer cans so she could get the deposit money recycling them. Mother-in-law doesn't drive. She gets around on an electric scooter that tows a bicycle trailer. She lives in a long paid off house and she would not be having money troubles if she wasn't overspending every month. She always counts on my wife to pick up the slack when she comes up short. My wife and I got in a huge fight when she got home because I had her mother arrested, but I told her I'm done with her enabling of a toxic mother. I said I was changing the locks ASAP and banning her mother from the house. I also said that either we got marriage counselling or I'd be inquiring about my options from separation from an attorney. I thought my wife would beg me not to do that, but instead she just called me horrible, packed a suitcase and walked out to go to a motel. I just sat on the couch and let her go. She repeatedly looked like she was waiting for me to ask her to stay, but I didn't.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
In the morning, she texted me she'd be bailing her mother out and wanted me to transfer her the money to pay for it since I was the one who got her mother arrested. And I said no. All I got back was a sarcastic, wow. And that was it. Not too long later, I had a gut feeling and checked the balance on the shared bank account. And my wife had taken out a lot of money. I wasn't sure if all that was needed for bail, so I called the pawn shop later. The owner confirmed my wife had come in and paid him back the $300, and that he paid her mother for the keys. He was also quite angry and said he didn't want any of us in his shop ever again. I understood his anger and, weirdly enough, had a fairly long talk with this guy. He understood I'm not part of the crazy. I tried to call and text wife for hours, but she didn't answer. That evening, I managed to find her. I knew which motel she'd likely go to, and I was right. It was both cheap and not far away. I found her car and then figured out which room she was in. She looked positively shocked to see me when she opened the door. I confronted her about the money she used from our shared account. She basically said that since I refused to pay for her mother's bail after I was the one who had her arrested, she got the money from me another way, and smugly stated that she wasn't paying that money back into the shared account this time, and told me that's the karma I get, before shutting the door in my face. Then said through the door that she'd call the cops on me if I didn't leave. The smug look she'd given me reminded me of nasty teenage girls when they get their way. It really ticked me off. I already knew my marriage was pretty much over, but that night it really sank in. I had a long sit down with some old video games and cola to think about my future. The house is rented, so I'm not renewing my half of the lease, and will soon be apartment hunting. Last month of the lease is in March, but I may leave sooner, depending on how soon I can find an apartment. I have no kids yet, thank God, so that's another thing I currently have in my favour. The next day, I changed the locks on the house and removed all of my money from the joint bank account and stopped all automated payments to and from it. I made sure to take the only amount of money I'd put into the account. There was still more than enough in it for me to break even and still leave the minimum required balance on the account. Either way, the cost of mother-in-law's bail and paying back the pawn shop was now entirely out of my wife's pocket now. And I don't think she's noticed yet, but it shouldn't be long. I've been to a couple of different divorce lawyers already, and I picked the second one since the first seemed like they were only there for the paycheck. I'll have the divorce papers served soon. I love my wife, but it's clear she didn't love me. So I can't stay with her anymore. She can have a thieving hoarder mummy all to herself now. We both have very comparable incomes, so I'll be pushing for a clean split divorce. The woman didn't deserve me and I fell for her act. She didn't want a husband, she wanted an insurance plan. I will pursue any charges still possible against her mother. I'll update again when more happens, but I'll be clear on this. I won't be changing my mind. My soon-to-be ex-wife can beg and love bomb all she wants, even if she bothers to. I'll never be number one, and I'm not going to settle for being number two in my own marriage. It is over. OP's final post so far says, had my wife served for divorce since she sided with a key-stealing entitled mother. And this was in the Entitled People subreddit. And says, just because I found the thought of it humorous, I'll be referring to my wife as wifey a lot from now on. Also, I know I seem like I'm posting too fast, but remember, this originally started around 10 days ago. I've not wasted time in getting the divorce started. I'll also apologize for the length of this post as I could not keep it short. It really didn't take me long to find and hire a divorce lawyer. And she's mean. Yes, my lawyer is a woman, and she seems pretty good at her job. She asked me a couple of times if I was really sure I wanted to do this, but once I explained my full story to her and showed some evidence, she agreed with me when I said I wanted to start ASAP. So she got the ball rolling. Oh, this divorce is going to cost me, but I don't care. I rebuild my savings later as a free man. I didn't even want to rent the house I'm currently living in anyway. Wifey pushed for that. I've been happy staying in our old apartment we used to share until we could actually afford it to buy a house together instead. But that's obviously never happening. I'll be paying a lot less for an apartment once we separate. Before coming home, wifey spent some time at a cheap motel when she bailed her mother out of jail, and she even threatened to call the police on me when I went to see her there. I changed the locks with my landlord's permission while wifey was still away, and sent her a text saying I'd done so. But I guess she'd not bothered to look since she never responded. So upon returning home, she ended up pounding on the door and screaming at me to let her in. I just watched her through the doorbell cam and let her keep it up for a while before she finally got on her phone to call me. I was already walking home from having had dinner with my best friend when she called, and I pointed out the text she had not bothered to read. When I got home to let her in, she was puffy-cheeked, teary-eyed, and red with a bit of a cat butt face. Cat butt face. I had, has thrown me that as, I had a new key ready for her and told her if she gave a copy to her mother again, I'd be notifying our landlord, as they were already very angry she'd given her mother a key to begin with. Not sure what the landlord could have done, but it was enough to make wifey comply for the moment. Plus, I'm not going to be living with her much longer anyway. My mother-in-law still believes she did absolutely nothing wrong and is playing victim to wifey every chance she gets. She's not allowed over anymore, for obvious reasons, and I've been repeatedly called a monster by her and wifey. I've never been more glad that mother-in-law has no friends, because then she'd be telling them all of a convoluted version of the story to paint me as a villain. I just know it. She was told how much my key collection is roughly worth, and what kind of felony charges she could be facing. Though my collection was returned fully intact, so she may get the charges lessened. I'd like to hope she gets a decent punishment at least, but I'm not really counting on the system to throw the book at a manipulator like her. As I said in my previous post, wifey also paid her mother's bail and what she owed to the pawn shop with money out of our joint bank account, and then smugly told me she wouldn't be putting the money back. Basically, that was a terrible power move, and the only way to try and put all the cost on me. I've since removed everything I had in that account and stopped all future payments to it, so she can't spend my money too. I've changed my passwords to pretty much everything. Wifey flipped the hell out on me for once she finally checked the account a couple of days ago, because that meant that what she's paid for mother-in-law's bail and reimbursing the pawn shop was all in her money only. And now there was no more access to my funds to supplement her own with. I just ignored her tantrum and went into the home office to watch anime on my computer. She banged on the door for a while, demanding I talk to her. I just stayed quiet and put on headphones. Wifey has repeatedly demanded I drop all charges against her mother, and even said that if I really loved her, I would not only stop all of this, I'd cover the cost too. When I kept refusing, she moved into the spare bedroom. She tried to kick me out of the master bedroom first, but I made it clear I'm not giving up the master bedroom when she's the one at fault. She tried to start taking my stuff out, but I just blocked her while pointing my finger at her face and said, no, like I was talking to a dog. She ended up crying and saying I was demeaning her, but I didn't care. Then for some more deception on her part, she admitted to me out of spite that until this mess had started, she'd been planning on letting her mother come live with us full time soon because of the state of her hoarder house. She boasted that she was going to move Rim while I was at work. I told her we were supposed to be equal partners before all of this happened. I was sick of her unilateral decision making, and as long as I'm paying 50% of the lease, her mother will not be living here, and if she tried, I'd throw all of her mother's stuff out immediately. Wifey looked like she wanted to explode and stormed off to have a drink and a loud phone call with her mother in the kitchen. I just started removing her stuff from the master bedroom and left it in the other room for her. I put a new lock on the door to the master bedroom too. I had Wifey served at her job, which she said really embarrassed her in front of her colleagues, and she flipped out on me again once she got home. Apparently, she didn't take my threats of divorce seriously until those papers were actually in her hands. She said I couldn't do this, but I told her I was done. She made it more than clear where she stands. I told her I learned a rather interesting phrase online. When people show you who they really are, believe them. And she clearly showed me who she really is, and that's not the woman I fell in love with. That woman disappeared and got replaced with an entitled mummy's girl who refuses to act her age right after we got married. Which makes it pretty obvious she did that intentionally. At this point, I don't think she ever loved me, just my wallet. I can't stay married to a woman who conned me into marrying her. Then she started screaming at me that she wasn't a gold digger, so I asked her if she'd ever been inclined to stay married to me if I'd done all the same things to her. She tried to deny it at first, and looked around like she was trying to find a better answer. Then she just gaslit to deflect as usual, but I had none of it. I told her right then and there that I'm not renewing the lease on the house with her because I don't want to live with a petulant woman child I can't trust, and if she wants to keep the house, she can go ahead and start a new lease to move her mother into once I'm gone. Finally, that's when the real waterworks started. She said I was destroying our family. And I said, what family? And pointed out how we don't have kids, and her mother is more important to her than me. We have no family. And I just walked away. She loudly cried in the living room for hours, but I ignored her. She's now giving me the hardcore silent treatment and won't look me in the eyes. I'm actually enjoying it, which just seems to make her angrier. As an added bonus, I warned my current landlord about wifey wanting to move her mother in. I gave him all the details I had about mother-in-law, the state of her hoarder house and how much of a deceptive mummy's girl wife he is, and warned him that if he let mother-in-law live in any property he owns, she would turn it into an utter disaster. He thanked me for telling him, and is now not going to let wife renew the lease on her own if she tries. He'll be advertising the property soon. Wife has no idea yet, and likely would have only just barely been able to afford the house with her mother's help anyway. One more thing. Yesterday someone warned me to take the name off the joint bank account entirely so I would not be off the hook for any overdraft. I took that to heart and went to the bank to get it done. Only took a few minutes to do it, and the bank is 10 minutes away by car. All good now. I've been working from home lately, so I had the time. All statements from the account were already printed and given to my lawyer too, so I can wash my hands of it. Edit. I don't know if it's the same rules elsewhere, but the bank had no problem removing my name from the account as a co-signer when I pushed for it. There were no debts on the account and had plenty more than the minimum balance. The bank likely did tell wife, but whether or not she knows I did it, it does not matter as she's currently not talking to me. And that was Opie's last post thus far. I'll certainly keep an eye out for updates on that because there's surely more to come on this. But I was shocked that she was shocked that he is going through a divorce after all this, after all this behavior is escalated to this point. She was just sort of expecting it to just carry on maybe, or for him to back down. After the police involvement, her going out to a hotel and basically laughing in his face that she was spending his money to bail the mother out. And then she was shocked when she actually got served those papers. That's shocking in itself, right? And there was a lot of advice in the comments, like not blocking on text messages and stuff so you can keep all that kind of stuff as evidence, etc., etc. I think OP's got most of this pretty well handled, right? They seem to be, you know, the whole bank stuff, they're getting it done straight away. They're on to lawyers, you know, dealing with everything ASAP right away. But that's got to be stressful to be going through that, the constant thinking about what she's up to in the background, what else I got to cover. You know, I do feel for you, OP, but what do you guys make of this situation so far? What would you advise to OP? Mother-in-law sounds batshit crazy. Just from the very beginning as well, the entitlement of saying that you need to get me a mobile phone, just like that, a new smartphone. What made her think that she's entitled to that? From OP of all people, why wasn't she asking her daughter to get it? Why is it on OP? Wow. Anyway, just a huge thank you for being here today, getting involved in the stories, your love, your support, your time. Always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so much for being involved. And hopefully I'll see you in the next one. Take care and much love.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.